You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with director Sue Kramer. Sue is the creator of the Be Dope Vote campaign, which encourages people of all ages, genders, and ethnicities to get out and vote in the federal election. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Sue about where she got the idea for the new campaign, whether or not she's found that people are more invested in this election than years past, and how she will know if her campaign is a success. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish.
We're gonna go now. We're gonna go Be Dope Vote.
Let's transition to that. Well, this is
now you warm me up.
I appreciate that. So, Sue, why don't you? Can you tell me a little bit about how you came up with the concept of Be Dope Vote?
Absolutely. I love the word dope. I'm a wordsmith. And I'm a screenwriter, as you know, and a filmmaker. But I always get real connected to certain words. I love certain words. And I also love the origin of certain words and how certain words that are slang become part of vernacular. So I started looking up how cool was this word that was used by jazz musicians, mostly musicians of color, almost predominantly musicians of color. And then it got taken over by kind of the Woodstock revolution and became part of, you know, became gentrified within language, and that this slang word that was, you know, not going to be used for cold, became this word used by all. Dope is very similar in that dope was used predominantly by people of color, and same in terms of that now it's become cool to use the word dope and to be dope, because being dope is also being woke. And these are two things that are at the top of the agenda in terms of our lives right now. In terms of the global stratosphere, is to be woke. So, and dope. So I thought, okay, as a branding agency that's seen through a filmmaker's eye and a screenwriter's pen, what would be the phraseology to get people to vote that was cool, that was now? And I came up with Be Dope Vote. And it just worked. It was one of those, like, light bulb, yep, that works, and now let me get it into production. And I turned it around in about 9 days, from inception to getting a star-studded cast to putting my own money behind it and my own graphics and just going and filming via Zoom. That's how I came up with it.
Is this the first time that you've done the campaign, or have you used it in years past?
No, we just launched the campaign for the first time in history on Friday, October 9th.
Okay. I thought that maybe it had been used for previous years. So this is just brand new. That's even more exciting. That's great.
Yeah, this is hot off the presses.
Well, do you have a specific target of people you're trying to reach? You know, I'm assuming that it's with younger people, because I don't know if baby boomers would connect with the term Be Dope, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe they do.
Actually, so I specifically cast in the video, I cast everyone from a 9-year-old to Richard Schiff, who's, you know, in his 60s. And the reason why, and I not only cast every age in the video, from, you know, 9 to 16 to 22 to 30-something, 40-something, 50-something, 60-something. But I cast men, women, children, teenagers, black, white, Asian, to really represent the diverse culture that we live in, and that this video is a representation of faces and ages and gender of our community, of our global community, and of our United States community, where the vote is at stake right now. So I am actually not just going after the youth vote, but I did get ASAP Ferg, who's one of the biggest rappers in the world right now, and he's in it, and he speaks to much more of a street 20 to 30-something group of people. But the truth is, this election has three groups of people that need to get out and vote. One of them, surprisingly, is the white male. 1% more. Yes. If 1% more voted Democratic, then that could change the entire election automatically, which is shocking. 1% more of the white male. So I went after, I'm going after the white male. I'm going after the 20 to 30 something because they did not come out in the last election and they need to come out in this election. So I went after people who they love and I'm attracting them. And also the black vote, which is important. So, you know, Billy Porter and Miss J and ASAP Ferg being in the video and Brittany O'Grady is biracial and Ryan Destiny, who's black. All of these faces of beautiful color are needed in terms of everyone's needed to really speak to all the people that need to get out and vote.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned the diversity there. Like, you could tell that was intentional in the video that's been released, because that was one of the things I was really impressed, is that you've got this wildly diverse, both in ethnicity and gender and age, of people that are giving the same message. And I thought that was really exciting to see. I thought that was great. Yeah, it's interesting. You said that at the last election, or in the last election too, like the younger voters, specifically those, they didn't turn out in record numbers, or it's hard to judge or know exactly that how many were there. But have you seen a turnaround in interest? My understanding is that in the midterms, there were many more younger people that voted in years past. Has that changed in recent years?
Well, it's changed in the midterms, and it's. I'm hopeful that it's going to change for this November election.
Sure.
COVID, of course, doesn't help, but in terms of absentee ballots and early voting and all that that's going to take place and already started to take place is absolutely going to help. But my true reason for making this video is, and for starting this campaign that I hope has legs to last for decades, that Be Don't Vote becomes a campaign that is used for every election, big election, that I can put some type of creative spin on that helps ignite and fire up people to, you know, use their voices. But the real reason I came up with this is because I've done many PSAs before. I did one for the Obama election that was really well seen by millions, and that was called You Vote Video, and had huge stars in it, Bradley Cooper and Anne Hathaway and Sam Jackson, and it was great, and it was in a studio, and it was super slick and great cinematographer and all that, and I was like, oh, I can't do that this time, right? I can't go out and film that way. I can't make it look where I've got hair and makeup and everything. And then I just started thinking, like, number one, that's not the time we're in. That's not how people are feeling. And number two, I was complacent. I was like, I really want to spend my time and energy doing this. Is it really going to matter? And then after the Breonna Taylor ruling, I saw a tweet by a football player saying he was throwing in the towel and that he wasn't going to vote purposely, and that he'd just given up. Nothing was going to change. And then thousands of people responded saying the same thing. I'm with you. I'm giving up. I'm not voting. And that day was the day that I said, I have to do something. I have to figure this out, and I have to do something, because I can't let people throw in the towel, or I can at least do my best to try to convince them otherwise. So I came up with Be Don't Vote. I brought in a friend and a colleague named Michael Rankin, who has a show on LinkedIn called You Are Dope. that he interviews people in this kind of Ed Sullivan radio style, where he asks kind of really wonderful questions, and people are their authentic selves, and it's very much not rehearsed, and it's not like, you know, there's any pre-show where he's asked the questions to the people so they're prepared, and it's just very off the cuff. And so I brought him in because I thought, oh, that's a new spin. Michael has a great new voice, and so that was a new fun factor. And then I thought, you know what, I gotta go all with what we have, which is we're all talking on Zoom. We're not doing hair and makeup like last time, where my stars came in with agents and managers and hair and makeup and publicists. And I was like, let's just talk. And so, you know, we got on Zoom with Allison Janney and with Richard Schiff and A$AP Ferg and Billy Porter and all these wonderful people. And Brittany O'Grady is the star of this new Apple TV show called Little Voice. And it was just talking. And I really pulled out these gems. And Michael became the host in a way, and it was born, and we put together in basically a little over a week, and then released it on Friday the 9th. It's already gotten 70,000 views on Twitter and the same on Instagram, so it started to get some nice legs. I just hope that it has impact. That's my biggest desire.
Yeah, that's an incredible turnaround. When you said there that you really felt compelled to get involved after the Breonna Taylor, in my head, I'm doing the math backwards. And I know that you said before it came together in 9 days, but I never occurred to me that that was probably 3 weeks ago. And, that's simply remarkable. And that's amazing. You've got some amazing people that have jumped on board and, in terms of this. Have you found that people, regardless of age or ethnicity or gender, feel more invested with this particular election as opposed to, you know, other years? And I know this is the first time doing the campaign, but just from what you've seen and what you've experienced?
That's a complex question, because Sure. Do I think that people are more vested? Yes, I think that people are appalled at what our country has become. I think that the divisiveness of our country is something that we've never been more divided because of the current president. And I do say because of him, even though I made a very bipartisan video that can be shared by anyone to go out and vote. Because you should use your voice, whatever it is, you should vote. But I think that people are fired up, that they want change. I do think that there's a lot of people on the president's side that thinks possibly that he's doing an okay job or might be thinking about a bigger picture of different beliefs. But I think that the tide needs to change, and I think that people want to be part of this tidal wave. At least I hope so. If I can get 70,000 people to pay attention to something over 3 days that I put together in a week, just think about if everyone just voted.
Yeah.
Just went to a mailbox and or filled out a ballot or and dropped it off at their, you know, polling station. So I hope so. But I think that we've never watched news as much. We've never been so gobsmacked at what comes at us that I think people are more educated at, wow, this is happening right now. Whatever it is that's happening, whether it's fake news, lies, whatever it is, this generation knows more that's going on. And so I hope that they get more involved in this election, because this election is the most important election of my life, of my daughter's life, more importantly, of your kids, your young kids' lives. It's not our parents. It's the younger generation. It's their whole future is at stake. LGBTQ rights are at stake. Women's rights are at stake. Just, you know, religious freedom in terms of, you know, how, you know, the white supremacists have been given a voice over the past 4 years. I mean, there's a lot at stake here. So I'm willing to do anything it takes in terms of using my creative power to try to make an impactful, passionate plea to get people to vote.
Yeah, I mean, that I can tell. That's coming through absolutely. And I think it's smart, or I think it's interesting you make the point, like, the video is encouraging you to vote. It's not a campaign video for Biden or for Trump. It's a get out there and vote. But you're absolutely right. There are some key issues. As I was saying to you before, I'm in Toronto, and I feel like this is the most incredibly important election in the U.S. that I've seen. And certainly for
you're probably
the next generation
thinking that
as well.
Because we all want to move to Canada. You're probably
right.
Thinking, oh God, I hope it goes well, because they're gonna be lined up at my house.
Hey, I have grown up in this country, and I have never seen the U.S. people lining up to get in. Usually, it's us lining up to get out. So
yeah, and now we're gonna be saying, oh, like you do, like that Canadian oh. We're going to be getting out. We need to get in.
Wild doesn't begin to cover it. And so I see that there. Here's a question, too, as I think about this. I mean, obviously, we're in the midst of a pandemic, and I've heard things like the war with the post office and whatnot. But I was wondering, like, this is a time where communication is at an all-time high. But there seem to be these barriers. So what sorts of barriers are there that actually could prevent people from voting at this point? Because in some ways you would think it's such an easy process, but I know there's been a lot of challenges this time around.
There has been challenges. In fact, I'll tell you that I got a ballot, an absentee ballot, and I was filled it out. And I was just about to mail it 3 days ago, and then I got a wait letter. We sent the wrong one. It didn't have, there was something wrong on the envelope, so please don't send that. And if you did, it'll be, you know, null and void, so please send this new one. So there's been a lot of glitches, but I will say that this president has tried everything in his power to keep people from not voting, to keep just the minimum of people voting so that he could win this election. And what he's done is criminal in terms of actually removing postal boxes that have now been put back, had to go through courts. The courts deemed it unlawful, illegal. The post boxes are now back. They have early voting in pretty much every state. In New York, it starts, I believe, on the 27th. But it started today in Georgia. They have early polling that you can go in person. They have early polling places that you can drop off your absentee ballot. They have polling mailboxes, and any mail, you know, post office will take it. And that's been a fight. That has been a 3-month battle of just for the mere absolute simplest thing of getting a vote that goes through. There have been barriers put in our way, but I believe that the states have really stepped up, and hopefully there won't be any, you know, hanky-panky that makes it, that it changes. But I think they're really trying their best.
Yeah. With all that you're doing, and your passion is just totally coming through here. But how will you judge if your campaign is a success? And I'm not talking about the election per se, but how the Be Dope Vote campaign is a success.
I can't quantify success. I mean, I don't have people calling me saying, I saw your video and now I'm going to vote. Personally. But I can already call it a success by ASAP Ferg being one of the only rappers to come out. I mean, Snoop Dogg came out last week for the first, he's never voted in his life. And he came out and said, we got to vote.
Hmm.
So when these rappers come out and speak to their audiences, that makes a difference because they listen. That they're the voice of their people. So the fact that I got ASAP Ferg in here, the fact that I have Billy Porter, who's, you know, very iconic right now, the West Wing people, Richard Schiff and Allison Janney, which is very much in people's minds right now, whoever I got, Brittany O'Grady or this wonderful girl, young, beautiful ingenue named Ryan Destiny, who is the star of a show called Star, if any of those people hit their audience of somebody and saw the video and thought, I was thinking about not doing, you know what, but you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Then it's success. No matter who I hit around the country, it's a success. The fact that 70,000 people on Twitter and the same on Instagram, over 100, almost 150,000 people in a few days have seen the video, I would think that that's already a success, but I will never be able to completely quantify it. Right now, I started today a B-Dope vote challenge, which is put your Instagram picture of yourself doing something towards the vote. Put on some vote paraphernalia or swag and get yourself going to a post office and challenge friends to do the same and post it and tag B-Dope vote on it. So I'm trying, you know, we're trying everything that we can to just keep the engine going, keep the fire going, spread the passion. I'm a filmmaker. I own an agency called Connecting Dots Guru, which is my branding agency, seen through a director's eye and a screenwriter's pen. And I put my agency on hold for 9 days and spent my own money on this to just get people to not do what that tweet said, which was they were throwing in the towel.
Mm.
I'm not going after, to be clear. I'm not going to change the minds of somebody who's completely pro-Trump and was voting for Trump.
Mm.
Those people are still going to vote for Trump, and those people are still going to vote. I'm changing, trying to change the complacent people who feel as if they've been too beaten down by COVID, too beaten down by isolation, too beaten down by Black Lives Matter, too beaten down by everything that's gone on in this country over the past 4 years, but more importantly, over the past year, and specifically after George Floyd. Those people feel so beaten down that they just don't have it in them. And I'm trying to say, come on, you can do this. You can do it.
Well, see, that's the amazing thing is that, frankly, it's just exhausting. This whole process has been so exhausting. So
people are exhausted.
Yeah.
There's no question that people are exhausted, and people are exhausted by even. I haven't gotten anything about mine, but I have gotten feedback that people are kind of tired of everybody telling them that they need to do something right now, but they're so tired.
Yeah.
That they're feeling a little like, all right, I've heard you. So I actually tried specifically to everybody's just talking to me in their living room, and it's really a reflection of how people feel right now. You know, Allison Janney hadn't had her hair done. It's gray. She looks beautiful as ever. But she was, you know, she let her guard down, as did everyone. And that is really just me saying, like, even if you have to wear pajamas, literally, put on a hat, get some slippers that have rubber underneath them, put on a coat, no one's going to see what you're wearing underneath that, and just get yourself to a voting place.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you need that push, because right now we're feeling really tired. And I'm feeling tired. So I get it. I can relate to it.
Yeah, and
but the only way that we're going to change this tide is to get out and to get up.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of things, you know, when you're just feeling that broken, like that sense of being broken down, this is an election is a unique experience and a unique opportunity in that, you know, no matter what happens, and it's November the 4th, I think. Is it November 4th this year? Is the election? November 3rd, sorry. So no matter what happens on November the 3rd, it's not like all the problems will go away on November the 4th. It's not that that's the case, but there is this moment where people can stand up and in one simple action try to make things right. And they have a real opportunity to do that, which I think is something that you don't always have. You know, a lot of times when you feel that sense of just being broken down, it feels like you can't actually take a concrete step. But this is a concrete step.
It's absolutely a concrete step. And here's the poster. Hillary Clinton won the election in terms of votes.
Yeah.
But lost the election on the Electoral College. Why? Because enough people didn't get out and vote. And that is the reason, even though she won it in terms of the popular vote. So that, everyone was shocked. I myself was shocked. Everyone I knew was looking at the CNN screens like, what? How did this just happen? We cannot let that happen again. We cannot have regrets that we did not get out. We cannot have a moment where we're shocked that this happened. Because if anyone thinks that they're going to be shocked if Trump wins, then they better get out there, get involved, bring a friend with a mask, and get out and vote. Because you don't want to have regrets this time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the interesting thing. It's one thing to contribute and feel like things don't go your way. That's a different sense of loss. But the fact of not participating is just as bad, if not worse. Because you haven't taken that opportunity that's been handed to you to speak your voice. And
100%. And Miss J says in my video, if you don't vote, you can't complain.
Right.
So we might not win this, and I say we, I'm clearly on one side, but if you don't get out there and try, you cannot complain. And everyone's complaining and everyone's tired, rightfully so. But you have to just pick your bootstraps up, no matter how tired you are, and no matter how much you wanted Bernie or Elizabeth Warren or anyone else to win the nomination, it doesn't matter. Because that's what happened with Hillary Clinton. All the millennials bowed out because they were upset that Bernie didn't win. And if they do that again this time, they will be ruining their entire future in terms of an endless amount of rights and an endless amount of ripples that, in my opinion, humble opinion, are catastrophic.
Well, Sue, honestly, I meant what I said before, favorite interview of 2020. You lived up to the hype. No, but in all seriousness, how can people connect with what you're doing?
Thank you for saying that. They can go to BeDopeVote on Twitter, BeDopeVote. They can go to BeDopeVote at Instagram. They can go to BeDopeVote on YouTube. They can post pictures of themselves and challenge any amount of friends to get involved and vote and tag us and say "Be Dope Vote." They can share our Twitter video. They can share the Instagram video. That is all fantastic. My company is at Connecting Dots Guru. They can follow any kind of things that I'm doing there. I post everything there. It's connectingdotsguru.com. You can follow my career in terms of filmmaking, branding, writing, all of that. But in terms of this election, let's get out and be dope and vote.
I appreciate that so much. Sue, thank you so much for chatting with me. I really, really appreciate it. And I love what you're doing. I think just fantastic. I love your passion.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Anytime.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you.